Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. Appreciate you folks always joining us as we bring you that next generation of NFL stars. And we have a great lineup today. We just had Sam Bergen, the standout fullback from Rutgers. We're going to have Corey Marshall from Virginia Tech. We're going to have Georgia defensive lineman Josh Dosh and Richard Leonard of FIU. We're also going to have Ole Miss running back Jalen Walton. And I think we're going to be hunting down LSU long snapper Reed Ferguson, one of the top long snappers in the nation. So we have a wide variety. We're covering all bases, all big-time conferences this week as we close in on the 2016 NFL Draft. Quickly approaching April 28th through the 30th in Chicago for the second straight year. As we know, it used to be the home base in New York, Radio City Music Hall, Javits Convention Center, some other places as well, as New York used to host the draft. But again, the second straight year in this great city of Chicago. And one of the young men hoping to hear his name called from that city is the Virginia Tech defensive end, Corey Marshall. Corey, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. Can you believe your time with the Hokies has kind of come and gone, and now you're knocking at the doorstep of the NFL?
Nah, man, it was actually a pretty quick process. It was great to be a part of. They got a great tradition. Got to, see off one of the greatest coaches in Virginia Tech history. So, it was a great opportunity, but I'm ready for that next chapter.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up with Coach Beamer. I mean, what was that like? I mean, you were part of it. I mean, I was like, I hope we can talk about it. And then you mentioned it, early in the show, so we'll get right to it. I mean, what was that experience like? And just, watching him, go off and, after Hall of Fame type career.
I mean, especially with the situation that happened with like a Joe Paterno, you always want to see a legend go out the right way. He did everything, the right way from an academic standpoint, from, a coaching standpoint. He was just a great mind and a great person to be around. I'm the type of person that always, pulls something, from the men in my life from a coaching standpoint, from a very young age. And he was just always a pro and always a professional, and he instilled that in his guys. So it was big to be around that because it taught you, about life and the little things going forward.
Awesome stuff. Great. I love that quote. He was always a pro. Fantastic stuff. For you, growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, did you start playing football at a very early age, or did you kind of wait later in life?
It was very early. We had Petersburg Parks and Rec, and they had like a little flag football thing you could do around 4 or 5. And I was always, running around getting into that. So I started at a very young age, and my passion for the sport, man, it was just, contagious. Always had that one singular passion, that I knew I was great at and that I wanted to pursue. And football was always that vehicle for me to express myself.
Nice. Were you a little bit better than the kids growing up? Obviously you're a fantastic talent. Did you kind of realize at an early age? 4 or 5 years old. Were you the kid with the ball in your hand scoring a touchdown every time, or did they have you on the line? How did that come? How did that work?
Yeah, I was always on the line, man. I was always, one of those kids that were, intrigued with, the trenches from a young age, and it stuck out. Definitely, there was a little talent disparity at that age, but I don't know if you got the, kind of self awareness to know that you're that much better, but it started to show itself a little later on.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Corey Marshall, Virginia Tech standout, kind enough to join us here on the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show. You folks out there listening know you can always check it out again, download it, or listen to it at iTunes, blogtalkradio.com, and then we'll be having his draft bio page posted on the website. We like to say it will be a one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he approaches the April 28th through 30th NFL draft in Chicago. So you arrive at Virginia Tech. I'm sure like everybody else that gets there, everybody you've played against, everyone wants to be where you're at right now, a couple weeks away from an NFL dream. When does it kind of become reality? When do you start getting that recognition, or the coaches are kind of saying, hey, Corey, we see something in you, keep grinding, you're going to make it far. Kind of share with us, when do you kind of realize that you're getting close to this?
No, the whole process, just just from after junior year when you start getting those calls and those agents start hunting you and saying, you know, we're talking to, you know, scouts and, you know, people are telling us your name is constantly coming up. Then it becomes real. You know, then everything you dreamed about, you know, since you were a kid in the backyard, it starts to come to fruition. And, you know, it's just great seeing that, you know, maturation process for me as a person, you know, kind of sync up with this opportunity, because now you get a chance to monetize and, you know, capitalize on the one thing you love unconditionally. So you know, it's a great situation to be in, man. This is a, you know, a child's game that we're blessed to play, and I'm happy I have the opportunity to play at the highest level.
Nice. And for you, I mean, how does maybe it doesn't change at all, but, you know, say, you know, you're walking to campus, who knows where you are. You could be, you know, getting a coffee somewhere, but the phone rings, there's an agent on the other side. I mean, how does that kind of change your perspective? You know, I mean, you know, knowing that, you know, people are looking, scouts are intrigued by you. I mean, does anything change after that? Does it just help you grind that much more?
I mean, you know, I'm a pretty humble guy. I stay rooted at all times, but it's definitely one of those things that, you know, it's a gut check. It lets you know, you know, what an opportunity you have in front of you, you know, at such a young age, to be blessed to not only get a full ride scholarship, but to take the next step and be able to play the sports you love financially, be secure and all those things is definitely a blessing. And, you know, it's one of those things you've got to, you know, keep grinding and be in a great position to take care of that.
Nice. And since we were talking to agents, you're with John Hernandez. With the litany of other guys that were out there calling, and how did you know John was going to be the best fit for you?
I just like this whole profile, how John goes about it. And once you talk to the guy, he's a very level-headed dude, very, very smart individual. And we both had the same goals in mind. I knew that he could, you know, kind of get my name out there in those NFL circles and kind of, you know, just put the brand on the forefront. And we both, you know, could put our heads together and make this the best situation. I've got full trust and faith in him, and he's come through, you know, time and time again. So I'm very happy with the decision I made.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Corey Marshall here on the C2P. And, Corey, you just have to come across with scouts. They just have to walk away so pleased with you. I mean, the way you come across, intellectual, the way you just describe everything. I mean, besides your on-field play, they just have to walk equally impressed with you, I think, as a man when they sit down with you. Pro days and all those things, I mean, have you had much interaction with teams?
The interaction was somewhat limited. Had a couple talks with teams at the pro day. I'm actually doing a private workout to kind of get everything in line on the 19th, so we'll see where it goes from there. But, you know, I'm definitely confident in the process and everything that we've put into this, you know, so far. And, you know, it's definitely, I think, going to come to fruition on draft day. And I'm just ready for that opportunity.
Nice. And I'm curious, so what's your height, weight right now?
It's about 6'1", 270 at the moment.
Nice, nice. And did you add a little bit since your senior season, or is that right where kind of around your playing weight?
Yeah, during my senior and junior year, you could catch me anywhere between 260 and 275 was, I think, the highest it got. So, yeah, I was right around in that margin, right around there for, you know, not all 4 years, but the last 2 years.
Nice, nice. And for you, I mean, I ask this is a question I have all the guys that come on the show. I mean, if you're in that film room with some NFL scouts, I mean, what are they going to love about you when they're watching tape?
I mean, just the attention to detail. One thing you get, you know, being under the tutelage of Coach Foster is he's just, you know, a defensive ace. Like, he's in the lab every day grinding and finding those weaknesses and personnel and schemes and, you know, packages that you can exploit. And that was my quickest thing. You know, my first step is, I feel like, you know, comparable to anybody. But what makes that first step even more deadly is that I know what play is about to occur. When you can anticipate, and you can play anticipated football, it puts you at another level, and it kind of separates you from those other guys, because there's 300 pounders in there, you know, to get pushed back and to, you know, give up ground, where I'm cutting through and slicing because I know what to anticipate and I know how to make a double team, a single block, where it's just one guy and you can kind of, you know, use your leverage and your hand placement and your ability to, you know, kind of shed blocks. So, you know, it's all about being a student of the game, and I think he's definitely gave me some great study habits that I can take along the way.
Excellent. Does anything go unnoticed, Corey? I mean, sometimes just things aren't asked of you to do. I mean, you know, you can't showcase certain skills. Could be your leadership quality. I already think that you're going to be a big film guy, so I don't think we even need to go there. But is there anything, I guess, out there that scouts need to know about you that they won't see on film that's a huge plus that they should?
I would have said that, you know, that junkyard mentality, because I think that separates a lot of guys. I've been around a lot of ballers, and I've been around a lot of height, weight, size guys, you know, those guys the NFL loves that, you know, just don't have it mentally. And I just feel like, you know, something I can bring to the table is I'm never scared of that contact. I'm ready for that collision every single play. And you can watch the film, you can see that, especially that junior year, you can see, you know, there was no pushbacks. And I was kind of ready for, you know, whatever it entailed to get that play done and have it be successful for our defense. So definitely think that's one of my qualities that I can definitely bring to a team.
Excellent, excellent. Do you get comparisons, or is there anybody at that next level that you're trying to, like, pattern yourself after?
Definitely tip my hat to Aaron Donald, you know, those Malik Jackson-type guys. They show their versatility, and they also show, you know, that they can be, you know, kind of those pioneers for the position. There's always that, you know, gatekeeper, you know, that makes it favorable for you to go after a different type of guy. And I feel like Aaron Donald is definitely that guy. He's a little undersized for the position, but he makes up with it in his explosiveness. So I definitely, I don't know if I pat my game after him, but I definitely, you know, tip my hat to him because, you know, it's a copycat league, and he makes guys want to come after, you know, hybrids.
Definitely, it is a copycat league, and you nailed that on the head. I mean, if they see something in a guy like Aaron Donald, they definitely want to find the next one. Fortunate enough to watch, I cover Pitt football, so you know, I was basically there, and watching him rise that final year was phenomenal. Some of the best line play I've seen in a quite a bit. Some games it was just terrorizing how dominant he was. Once again, Corey Marshall doing the same thing at Virginia Tech, on his way to the NFL, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Corey, before we let you go, and this has been a fabulous show, I'm so appreciative of your time today, but we always like to leave you with a couple off-the-wall, lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right. Now, usually I do two questions, but when I have a guy on a show with the caliber of a coach like Coach Beamer, I usually ask this question. Was there anybody in the locker room that gave a great impersonation of Coach Beamer? And if that was so, was he allowed to kind of do the impersonation around Coach Beamer, or you kind of had to do that privately?
No, it was definitely more of a private thing. But Nigel Williams, man, he's a jack of all trades with that stuff. He's hilarious, hilarious on a different level. And he kind of had him pegged down, but – you know, that's something we kind of, you know, just kept as like a team joke. Coach Beamer's a great guy.
Yeah, excellent. And then the next question, if you had to earn some extra money besides making your living in the NFL, are we more likely to see you up on stage as a lead singer of a boy band? Or are we more inclined to see Corey Marshall as a fashion runway model styling some clothes?
I can't be a fashionista, man. I'm going to have to go ahead and take the other choice. There's no way you're gonna ever catch me doing that. But, you know, you know, I definitely think I got an open mind when it comes to, you know, getting money and hustling and doing those things. So, you know, the field's always open.
Excellent. And then the final question, usually I reserve this one for the final question, and usually it's the question you gentlemen spend, actually, I think, the most time thinking about. Female celebrities, if you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you for dinner?
Jeez. Definitely think J-Lo, man. I think she's definitely just a great person, not only from, I think as I get older, I can admire her from, you know, just what she's done musically and how she's going about building her brand and just asking her little things about the process and the industry and little things I can incorporate in the football that could help me out. But just, you know, she's a great A person, just beautiful, you know, inside and out. So definitely like to spend a day with her.
Excellent. Franchise selection there too. I think you draft that. That's 10 years of Pro Bowl caliber play. Well, Corey, man, great career. I mean, you're one of the top players in the EACC, honorable mention, second team as well. I mean, like I said, all the accolades you need and the skill set. And I don't say this just because you're on the show, because I talk to hundreds of kids, but I can honestly tell you, you're probably one of the favorite guys I've had on the show so far this year. And we've had a ton of guys. You just come across so well spoken and just kind of poetic in your words and your thoughts and your responses. Just wanted to say fantastic job today.
It was a pleasure coming through. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Once again, Corey Marshall, and like I said, I mean, his on-field play is outstanding. And like I said, he talked about so many things that you kind of delve into the mindset of this guy doing, you know, his first step, but he already knows what to do because of the knowledge and tutelage that Coach Foster gave him. So like I said, great stuff from Corey Marshall today. Can't wait to find out where this kid lands. If you missed this show, you got to go back to iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. Then we'll be having his bio set later this afternoon at collegeyourpro.com. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.